Shishi. Uvachodesh harishon, and in the first month, the month of Nisan, ba'arba also yom lachodesh, on the 14th day of the month, Pesach Lashem, it is the day that you bring the Korban Pesach. Uvachamisha also yom lachodesh hazeh, and on the 15th day of this month, Chag is a festival. Shivas yomim matzos b'yochel, for 7 consecutive days, matzos shall be eaten. Bayom harishon mikra kodesh, on the first day of Pesach, it will be a holy gathering. Kol meleches avodah lo sasu. You are not allowed to do any work, even a meleches avodah, even a melacha which seems to be an avodah v'tzorach. It seems to be a necessity, because if you do not do it, you will lose money. It is a davar ha'avod. Still, you are not allowed to do it on the first day of Pesach, only on Chol HaMoed. V'grafdem ishe oila l'Hashem, and you will be makriv fire offerings as an oila to Hashem. Purim b'nei bakar shnayim, 2 young bulls, v'ayel echad, and 1 ram, v'shivach chvosim, and 7 sheep b'nei shana in their first year, t'mimim yiyu lachem, they shall be complete to you without a mum. Umin chosom, and there are menochois, soiles, fine flour, belulav ha'shemen, mixed with oil, shloisha esronim lapar, 3/10 of an ephah for each one of the 2 parim, ushne esronim la'oil, and 2/10 of an ephah for the ram, ta'asu, you shall make it. Isorin, isorin, ta'aseh la'keves ha'echad, and 1/10 of an ephah you shall bring for each one of the sheep, l'shivas ha'kvosim, for the 7 sheep, usir chatos echad l'chapar aleichem, and 1 goat as a chatos to atone for you. So we see that the karbonos on Pesach are identical to the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. 2 parim, 1 ayil, and 7 sheep as oilois, and 1 seir izim lechatos. The ayin in the Ibn Ezra who points out that the pasuk says over here usir chatos, and it does not say usir izim lechatos like it says all the other times. And he says that this is just an abbreviated lashon, and usir chatos is equivalent to it saying usir izim lechatos. Milavad oilas haboiker, aside for the morning oila, asher la oilas hatamid, which is the oilas hatamid, ta'asu es eile, you will bring these karbonos. Ko'ela like these, ta'asu la yoim, you will bring every day, shivas yomim, for 7 consecutive days. Every day of Pesach, you will bring the same karbonos. And this is not so on Sukkot, because on Sukkot, the parim, the bulls, progressively diminish every day of Yontif. Because on the first day of Sukkot, you bring 13 parim, 13 bulls, and on the second day, 12, and it keeps on going down every day of Yontif. However, on Pesach, all the karbonos are the same for all 7 days. Lechem, ishe reach nichoyach l'Hashem, food for the fire as a nachas ruach to Hashem, al oilas hatomid yeyosev v'niskoy. In addition to the oilas hatomid and its nesachim, you shall bring all these karbonos. And we have to understand why the pasuk has to repeat this after it already said in pasuk chaf gimel milavad oilas haboiker asher la oilas hatomid ta'asu es eile, that aside from the oilas haboiker you will bring all these karbonos. Why the repetition? Zok Rashi kol meleches avoida afilu melocha hatzricha lochem, even work that is needed for you kigon davar ha'ovid, something that is a matter of loss hamuteres becholay shalmoed, which is mutter to do on cholay shalmoed. Asura b'yantiv, it is still asur on yantiv. Zok Rashi parim. Now Rashi will tell us what the parim, the elim, and the kfasim are coming to symbolize. Zok Rashi parim keneged Avram. The bulls are corresponding to Avram. Shenema, like the pasuk says, ve'el habokor rotz Avram. When Avram wanted to give the guests to eat, he ran to the cattle. Elim keneged eloi shel Yitzchak. It's corresponding to the ram of Yitzchak, the ram that was brought instead of Yitzchak by the Akedah. Kivosim, sheep, keneged Yaakov, corresponding to Yaakov, like it says in the pasuk, Vaksovim hifred Yaakov, Yaakov separated the sheep. V'yisoidoi shel Rav Moshe Hadarshin ro'isi zois. I saw this in Rav Moshe Hadarshin. And a similar Rashi for Rav Moshe Hadarshin can be found in Parshas Nosoi Perik Zayin Pasuk Chof, where there too, by the korbanos of the Nesiim, they brought Purim, Elim, and Kvosim. And Rashi says the same thing for Rav Moshe Hadarshin, that it is keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we explained already over there that the midah of Avram is chesed, the midah of Yitzchak is gvura, and the midah of Yaakov is emes, titen emes liyaakov. And this is what Rashi means. We see by Avram, vel abokor rotz Avram, that Avram did chesed when he ran to the parim, to the cattle. And we see the gvura of Yitzchak by the akedah when he was ready to give up his life until the very end when a ram was brought instead of him. And we see the emes liyaakov, the truth of Yaakov, that he did not want to cheat Lavan, and he did not want Lavan to think that he took from his flock. And therefore, v'hakasavim hifrid Yaakov, Yaakov made sure that the flocks are separate, and Lavan would not be able to tell him that he cheated him. The ayin b'sefer be'er basadeh, who asks that since the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh are exactly like the karbonos of Pesach, why did Rashi wait until the karbonos of Pesach to say this pshat for Rav Moshe Hadarshin, that the Purim are keneged Avraham, the Elim keneged Yitzchak, and the Kvasim keneged Yaakov? He should have said this earlier by the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh. Zok Rashi, ka'ele like these, tasu layom, you shall do every day, shelo yiu poichsim v'hilchim, they should not be progressively decreasing, kipari hachag, like the bulls of Sukkot. And the pasuk continues with the yontif of Shavuos, ubiyom habikurim, and on the day of the first fruit. Shavuos is called the day of the first fruit, since on Shavuos, the mincha called the shteh halechem was brought. This mincha was the first mincha made of wheat that was taken from the new crop. Although the mincha sa'omer was from the new crop and was brought before the shteh alechem because it was brought on the second day of Pesach, still the shteh alechem was the first mincha of wheat brought from the new crop, since the omer was made of barley. The omer allowed everyone to eat the new crop in their homes. However, a korban mincha was not allowed from the new crop until after the shteh alechem was brought. And this is what the pasuk means, uv'yom habikurim, and on the day of the first fruit. And now the pasuk explains, bakrivchem mincha chadosh al Hashem, when you bring the new mincha to Hashem, referring to the shteh halechem, which was the first mincha of wheat from the new tefuah, b'shavuoy seichem, in your weeks. The yontif of Shavuos comes after a counting of 7 weeks from the yomer, mikra kodesh yelochem, a holy gathering it shall be to you, kol melechas avodo loisasu, any work that is even a meleches avoida, it is even a work that is needed, it will be a davar ha'ovad, still loisasu, you are not allowed to do it on yontif. V'kraftem oila, and you shall be makriv a korban oila l'reach nicheach for a nachas ruach l'ashem, porim b'nei boko shnayim, two young bulls, ayel echad, one ram, shivach vosim b'nei shona, 7 sheep in their first year. Umin chosam, and their mincha, soiles pelula v'ashomen, fine flour mixed with oil, shloisha estroinim lapar ho'echod, 3/10 of an ephah for one par, for each one of the two parim, shnei estroinim lo'ayel ho'echod, and 2/10 of an ephah for one ram, yisorin yisorin la'keves ho'echod, 1/10 of an ephah for one sheep, l'shivas ha'kvosim, for each one of the 7 sheep, se'ir izim echod l'chaper aleichem, and one goat in order to atone for you. So again we see that these karbonos are identical to the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh and of Pesach. And if you notice, in Pasuk Lamed, when it says Seir Izim, it does not mention the word Lechatos like it does by all the other goats that are brought as a Chatos. Why doesn't it say the word Lechatos by Shavuos? And the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah answers, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Mikivon Shekibaltem Aleichem Oil Terasi, since you accepted upon yourself the yoke of my Torah, ma'ale ani aleichem, I am considering it upon you, ki'ilu lechatosem miyomechem, as if you have never sinned. And therefore the word chatos is not mentioned on Shavuos, because when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look at their sin. And the pasuk continues, milavad oilas hatomid u'minchosoy ta'asu, besides for the Oilas HaTomid and its Mincha, you shall bring all these karbonos on Shavuos, Timimim Yiu Lachem, they shall be complete to you without a mum, Beniskehem, and their Nesachim. And this is referring to the Nesachim that were brought together with the Oilas of Shavuos. Since in Pasuk Chaf Ches, it only mentioned the Menachos that were brought together with the Oilas, now, in this Pasuk, it mentioned the Nesachim. Zok Rashi Uviyoim HaBikurim, Chag HaShavuos Koroi Bikurei Ksir Chitin. The Yontif of Shavuos is called the first of the cutting of the wheat. Al Shem Shteh HaLechem, because of the Shteh HaLechem which is brought on Shavuos, Sheheim Rishonim L'Minchas Chitim HaBo'o Min HaChodosh, because it is the first Mincha of wheat that is brought from the new Tfuah. Zok Rashi Temimim Yiu Lochem V'Niskehem, and Rashi is bothered, why is the word V'Niskehem placed next to Temimim Yiu Lochem? V'Niskehem, the Nesachim, should have been placed next to the Menachos. Therefore, Rashi says there is a connection between the words Temimim Yiu Lochem and the Nesachim. Af HaNesachim Yiu Temimim. We learn from here that the Nesachim also have to be in some way Temimim complete. Lomdu Rabbi Seinu Mikan, our Rabbanim learned from here, Shehayayin Shehelek Mokim, if wine has a flower-like film on top of it, Posul Linesachim, it is Posul for Nesachim. And that we learn from the fact that it says, Tamimim, Nextum Vineskehem, that in some ways, the Nesachim also have to be Tamimim complete. And the Posul continues with the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Uvachodesh Hashavi, and in the seventh month, the month of Tishrei, Ve'echod Lachodesh, on the first day of the month, Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, a holy gathering shall be to you, Komeleches Avoida Loisasu, any melacha, even one that is an avoida, a necessity, it is a davar ovid, a matter of loss, is still aser. Yom Trua Yelochem, a day of shofar blowing, it shall be to you. Even though in Parshas Emor, it calls Rosh Hashanah Zichron Trua, a remembrance of shofar blowing, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains that in Parshas Emor, it is referring to a situation where Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos. In such a case, the shofar is not blown, only psukim of shofaris are read. It is therefore zichron trua, only a remembrance of shofar blown. Va'asisem oilo, and you shall make an oilo. The Yushalmi is bothered why on Rosh Hashanah it says va'asisem oilo. However, by all the other Yom Tovim, it says v'hikraftem oilo, you shall sacrifice an oilo. The Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Perik Dalet Halacha Ches answers, Hashem says, Mikivon shenechnastem ledin, since you have entered in judgment on Rosh Hashanah, v'yitzosem b'sholoim, and have exited peacefully with more merits than sins, ma'ale ani aleichem ki'ilu nevrosem b'ryachadosha, I consider it as if you have just been created again and are a new person. Va'asisem, on Rosh Hashanah, it is as if you were just made. And the Pasuk says, Va'asisem oila, and you shall make an oila, l'reach nichoyech l'ashem, for a nachas ruach for Hashem, par ben bokor echod, one young bull. And this is the difference between the karbonos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and those we mentioned earlier, the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos, because there two bulls were brought. However, over here on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, only one bull is brought. Par ben bokor echod, one young bull, ayel echod, one ram. Kivasim b'nei shana shiva, seven sheep in their first year, tamimim, complete without a mum, u'minchasam, and their menachos are, soiles b'lula v'ashamet, fine flour mixed with oil, shloisha esronim lapar, 3/10 of an epha for one par, shnei esronim la'ayel, 2/10 of an epha for the one ram, v'isorin echod, and 1/10 of an epha, la'keves ho'echod, for one sheep, l'shivas ha'kivasim, for each one of the seven sheep. And although we were medayik earlier by all the karbonos, it says v'isaroin isaroin, a double lashon of isaroin twice. For some reason, on Rosh Hashanah, it does not say the double lashon; it only says v'isaroin once, as it says v'isaroin echod. U'seir izim echod chatos, and one goat for a korban chatos, which we mentioned earlier. The seir izim is brought by all the yomim tovim to be mechaper tumas mikdash ukedoshav, one who does not realize that he is tameh and either enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim. This Seir Izim Lechatos is mechaper on that Avera. Milavad, all these karbanos are brought aside for Oilas HaChodesh U'minchasa, the karban oila for Rosh Chodesh together with its mincha. As we mentioned earlier, on Rosh Chodesh we bring many karbanos, two young bulls, one ram, and seven sheep, and also a Seir Izim Lechatos. The Pasuk is telling us that besides for those karbanos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, we also must bring the karbanos that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. It is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ve'oilas ha'tomet u'minchasa, and aside for the daily oila and its mincha, you will bring all these karbanos for Rosh Hashanah. V'niskeyem kimishpatam, and their nesachim shall be brought according to their law. And this is referring to the nesachim of the musafim, because the added karbanos are mentioned in Pasuk Beis. In Pasuk Gimel, it tells us the menachos that are brought with them. However, the nesachim were not mentioned. Over here it tells us, v'niskeyem kimishpatam, that they bring these nesachim according to their law, together with the karbanos mentioned in Pasuk Beis. L'reach nichoyach, for a nachas ruach, ishe l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. Zok Rashi Pasuk Vav, milavad oiles hachodesh, musafei rosh chodesh, aside for the extra karbanos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, we also bring the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. Shehu b'yom Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah itself is also Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we must bring the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and also the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk continues with the yontif of Yom Kippur, uve'asor la'chodesh hashvi'i hazeh, and on the 10th day of this 7th month, on the 10th day of Tishrei. Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, a holy gathering it shall be to you. V'inisem es nafshoy sechem, and you shall afflict yourself by not eating nor drinking on this day. Komalacha loisasu, all work shall not be done. It is interesting to note that by all the other Yomim Tovim, it says, Komaleches avoido loisasu, even a Davar Ha'ovid is also to do. For some reason, on Yom Kippur, it does not say that. It only says, Kol melacha loy sasu. V'grafdem oila l'Hashem, and you shall sacrifice a korban oila to Hashem, reach nichoyach, for a nachas ruach, parben bokor echad, one young bull, ayel echad, one ram, kivosem b'nei shono shiva, seven sheep in their first year, temimim yiyu l'Hashem, they shall be complete to you without a mum. Umenchosom, and their menachos that are brought together with these karbonos are soiles, fine flour, belulav hashomen mixed with oil, shloisha esronim lapar, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, shnei esronim, 2/10 of an ephah, lo ayah ha'echad for the one ram, isorin isorin, 1/10 of an ephah, la keves ha'echad for one sheep, l'shivas hakevosim for each one of the seven sheep, siruizim echad chatos, and one goat for a karbon chatos. Milavad, all this is brought aside for the Chatas HaKippurim, the Chatas of Yom Kippur, which means the Sa'ir HaNasa Befnim, the goat for the Karban Chatas, whose blood was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, which we mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois. Aside for that Chatas, we also bring the Se'ir Izim L'Chatas mentioned in this Pasuk. And also, Va'olas HaTomid, aside for the daily oilas that are brought, Umenchosa and its Mincha, we also bring all the oilas mentioned in Parsuk Ches. V'niskehem, and now the Torah commands us to also bring the Nesachim together with the Musafim. Because in Parsuk Ches, it tells us the Karbonos. In Parsuk Tes, it tells us the Menachos that are to be brought together with these Karbonos. However, the Nesachim were not mentioned. Therefore, V'niskehem is the commandment to bring these Nesachim together with the Musafim. Zok Rashi, Parsuk Yud Aleph, Milavad Chatas HaKippurim, aside for the Chatas of Yom Kippur, Sa'ir HaNasa Bifnim. This is referring to the goat whose blood was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ha'omor Ba'achwe Mois, that was mentioned in Parshas Achwe Mois. Shegamu Chatas, because that was also a Chatas. And the Pasuk is saying, aside for the Sa'ir HaNasa Bifnim, you shall also bring this Seir Izim for a Karmen Chatas. Va'olas HaTomid, and the daily Oilah. Umilvad Oilas HaTomid, and aside for the daily oila, ta'asu oilois halalu, you shall also bring these carbon oilois. Zok Rashi v'niskeim, and their nesachim, moisav al ha-musafim ha-ksuvim. This is referring to the musafim that I mentioned earlier. Together with these musafim, you shall bring the nesachim. Ta'asu, v'hu lashon tzivui. It is telling you to make it. It is a commandment. Make these nesachim together with the musafim. Milvar oilas ha-tomet u'minchosa. The Pasuk is saying that aside for the daily oila and its mincha, ta'asu es elev niskeim, you shall bring these oilois together with their nesachim. V'chein kol v'niskeim ha'amurim b'chol ha'mayadis. And so is true whenever the Pasuk says v'niskeim by all the mayadis, by all the yomim tovim. The word v'niskeim is going back on the musafim. Together with the musafim, you shall bring the nesachim. Chutz mishal karbonos ha'chag, besides for the Karbonos of Sukkos, where over there V'niskehem is not going on the Musafim, but rather on the Oilas HaTomit. Let us look for a second at the Karbonos of Sukkos. For example, on the second day of Sukkos, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says that you bring Umunchasam V'niskehem, their Menachos and their Nesachim. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Ches again, Umunchasam V'niskehem, and its Mincha and their Nesachim. So why does it have to say V'niskehem twice? Therefore, Rashi is telling us that in Pasuk Yud Ches, when it says Uminchasam v'niskeim, and their menachos and their nesachim, it says next to it La Parim lo Elim v'la Kfosim. It is referring to the Karbon Musaf that is brought from Parim, Elim, and Kfosim. And together with these Parim, Elim, and Kfosim, you shall bring menachos and nesachim. So the word v'niskeim over there in Pasuk Yud Ches is referring to the Musafim. However, in Pasuk Yud Ches, when it says it a second time, it says Oilas HaTomid Uminchasa v'niskehem, the Oilas HaTomid, and its Mincha, and their Nesachim. So over there, the word v'niskehem is going on the Oilas HaTomid, not on the Musafim, because the Nesachim of the Musafim were already mentioned in Pasuk Yud Ches. And this is what Rashi means when he says Chutz Mishal Karbonos HaChag, except for the Karbonos of Sukkos, where v'niskehem is not going back on the Musafim, but rather it is going back on the Oilas HaTomid. Shekol v'niska, Viniskeyem Unusachha Shabahem, whenever it says over there on Sukkos, Viniska, Viniskeyem, and Unusachha, Musafim Al Hatamid, they are going back on the Korban Tamid. The Einon Loshen Tzivoy, and these words are not a command to bring the Nusachim together with the Musafim. Shahare Niskeyem Shal Musafim Ksuim La'atzmon B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim. Because the Nusachim that are brought together with the Musafim have already been written independently on each day of Sukkot. Like we said, that Viniskeyem is written twice. The first one is telling you a command, a tzivoy, to bring the Nusachim together with the Musafim. However, the second Viniskeyem is telling us that besides for the Oilas HaTamid with its Mincha and its Nusachim, you shall also bring these other Karbanos. So the second Viniskeyem is not a tzivoy.